Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today is on the air from 12 to 2 Eastern Time. Joe Pizzapia and Craig Mish bringing you all the latest news and notes in fantasy football. Today is Waiver Wire Wednesday. Also, some interesting odds on who may win Rookie of the Year in the NFL. All that and more as Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
And welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY Radio. Craig Mish, Joe Pizzapia. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish. You can follow Joe on Twitter at Joe Pizzapia 17. Our producer today is Sean Guastamacchia. As always, as we get closer to closing in on the NFL week four, and Joe, we're closing in, I think, this week, which is going to be a critical week. We start to get into the season, and after this week, we are basically almost a third of the way done for a lot of people in fantasy football. And really, when I look at it, and I don't know about you, but through the years, is that if I'm starting off 4-0 in a fantasy football league, I got a really good shot at making the playoffs. And conversely, if I start off 0-4, if I ain't in a keeper league, man, I'm in big trouble at that point. So kind of a critical week, I think, for a lot of people. You can't start off 0-4, and if you start off 4-0, you're feeling great.
I would agree 100% with that sentiment. I think you just hit the nail right on the head, man, because if you are 1-3 or 1-3 after this week, or even 0-3 heading into this week, this is the week where you empty the tank on the free agent budget. And I don't know how much is out there that can help you, but whatever that budget is, whatever those players are, if you think it's a Wayne Gallman, if you think it's a Justin Jackson who might have gotten dropped, if you think whoever has a matchup that you think is favorable, you got to go all in this week, because if you lose again, starting off 0-4, it is very difficult to come back from that. You have to have so many things go right. You have to go on a historic run. And I think you also have to look at your team, too, if you're 4-0. In the other way, going in after this coming week, maybe also look and say, who's overperforming here that really I don't believe in? And maybe you think about going to buy some of those players, like a Davante Adams or somebody like that, who hasn't quite lived up to the expectations yet, but you do trust that you do think is an extraordinary top-tier talent. And I think you have to also be reasonable with yourself, too, because some teams that have great September starts don't necessarily play out well in December either.
Yeah, and it's just kind of working through that. It's interesting that the way that I've always played and I've done this is on Sunday, Joe. Well, I think it may have been Monday. I don't want to do this out of context, but I believe it was Monday morning that we woke up and, you know, we did this show in the afternoon. The first thing I looked at was, regardless of what my record was, Joe, was when am I playing against the team that has Barkley? You know, like right. I wanted to see if I, and luckily I had not played any of the teams in my leagues that played Barkley. And immediately I thought to myself, okay, now, even though in some leagues I'm not as good as I am in some others, that gives me some hope. The other part of that, too, was in a couple leagues that I'm in where they don't have the budget. I know in my home league, they refuse to go to the budget after 25 years. It's still waivers. You know, who has Barkley and what are my odds of getting Gallman at this point? You know, so I look and see who's ahead of me. And I think that's kind of an interesting topic, Joe, because when we play fantasy, and this happened a couple of years ago, but it happened very early on in the season, David Johnson was arguably the number one or number two overall pick in every fantasy draft. He got hurt, if I'm not mistaken, after week one, missed the entire season. We're going through this again now with arguably the best player in fantasy. And so for owners of Barkley, I know they're going to try and salvage this thing by picking up Gallman, who's not even close to the player that Barkley is. And if you're an opponent, you're looking at the schedule saying to yourself, man, like this guy in the first 24 picks in the draft only has one guy. Only one of those first 24 picks, he only has one active on his roster. It's so hard to survive when you lose your number one overall pick, man. And I think that's the case for Barkley.
And this is my argument for super flex leagues, because I think when you have two quarterback formats like that, where that second flex, you can play a wide receiver, running back, a tight end, or a quarterback, And if the quarterback is, let's say, a 6 point per touchdown scoring and things like that, you could survive a Saquon Barkley injury. I the first year that I did a Superflex, I remember I lost my number one running back, and it was a bummer. And I still won the league because I had I hit pay dirt early on with Andrew Luck, and the other quarterback I had was very good, and that was able to carry me, and I was able to piece it together. And I think that's my argument for that format, is it doesn't lock us in and kill our season. And the other argument I think it also makes for is this movement towards something I love, which is playing in a league for 17 weeks. That's a daily fantasy weekly league where you play with the same 12 people or whatever it is. And every week you choose new players, and every week you battle each other on whatever site you want to host it on, and you push the money back and forth. And maybe, you know, you win 6 weeks overall, and all of a sudden you got, you know, $600 richer or something like that for your $100 investment, whatever that is. I think that's kind of the fun way to still play fantasy football, but take away the whole ownership injury risk of having these players and the injuries, and being able to every week kind of go and start fresh and get everybody interested for 17 weeks. You take out the idea of people who make stupid trades and ruin a league. You take out the idea of having to chase people for money. You take out the problem of the attrition of injuries. All of those things are solved, and you get to draft new players, new team every week within a budget structure, obviously, of course, and maybe there's some overlap, but that movement towards that style of play for fantasy football, I love too. I think that's a great way to look at the future of where we might be going in our game that we love so much.
Yeah, I'm in one of those. And there's just so many people, though, Joe. It's 100 people. So
you don't have to. One thing is you could play with the same 12 people every week. You could skew it however you like. And it's kind of fun.
I like that format. I'm just terrible at it. Like, just picking new guys. It's basically DFS, you know? And so given that I'm horrible at DFS, I'm in, you know, the bottom five of the league. I'm losing to every Major League Baseball player that's playing in this thing. It's really super.
Well, I think we need to stop that. I think we need to have a little session segment tomorrow.
Yeah. I think I'm just giving you my username and password and just take it from there. I'm done.
All right.
I'm just horrible at it. And I just basically burned another $500 this year.
What are you playing on? DK or FanDuel?
Fantrax.
On a Fantrax, you're doing that one. Okay. So I'll tell you what. So you give me the login, whatever it is.
I'm done.
Split it. How's that?
Nah, you can keep it. Like, I'm done. Like, there's no chance for me. Now, okay, so that's so I agree with your second point. Okay. Agree with your second point. But the first point, I don't agree. And again, not in very anecdotal evidence. Okay. I want to say that. It's one scenario. But I will say this. In the Guillotine League, I know I keep bringing this up on the show, but at least it draws.
We got to get you more leagues next year.
I'm in enough. In the Guillotine League, Joe, guess who got knocked out? Forget the name of the owner, but guess who got knocked out? The owner of
Saquon Barkley.
Correct.
Right.
The owner of Saquon Barkley. Now, again, a little bit different. It's a Guillotine League. It's a week to week scenario. But you know as well as I do that dude that had Barkley was not going to last much longer regardless. That dude's name is Brad Ziegler.
No.
But
good thing it's not Friday.
But also, in fairness to him, in fairness to Brad, my good friend, he also had Tyreek Hill in it. So imagine a 16 team league, 16 teamer. His best two players are Barkley and Hill. Okay.
No, you're done.
There was no surviving. There was no surviving. And he ended up like, you know, and I'll tell you who went last night. We had our auction. I hate the fact I want to ban these Tuesday night waivers. Like, can we talk about that here for a minute? Do you do any leagues where
we have time? Are we okay?
We got a minute or two.
I would say that I see it happen more in industry leagues, but they're very upfront about, hey, look, everybody, reminder, we do Tuesday, whatever it is.
Why? Well, why would anyone do Tuesday?
In the industry ones, I understand why, because they want to write about it or they want to talk about it. Use it as an example.
Get the F out of here.
That's the reason. I don't agree with it, but that's their reasoning. And that's fine. If the person running that league is using it for a column or whatever it is on a weekly basis, I'm not going to tell them what helps their life to write about. And if I have to get my stuff in. But generally speaking, no, I like to let the dust settle, have a little time to think about it, and run it on Thursday morning. That's my preference.
Or Wednesday night. Let us get a practice report in of like, give me a chance to know what my guys are doing. Like, there's going to be announcements today that guys are out on Wednesday that we're picking up Tuesday. It just never made any sense to me, but a story for another day. Okay. Coming up next, we've got the opening drive here on Fantasy Sports Today. Some news in football, some news in baseball as well. Some fun stuff happening in baseball. We'll keep an eye on the postseason as well. Joe Pizzapia along with Craig Mish here on FNTSY. Our first time out is upon us, and we will be back with more right after this. Don't go away.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day. Here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. Fantasy Sports Today presents
first play from scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
From the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, along with Joe Pisapia, with you here on the show, 12 to 2 Eastern every single day. Joe and I host the show Monday through Thursday. On Friday, we bring in Brad Ziegler to cry about his guillotine league. And, of course, Jamie Eisenberg will be with us here on the show tomorrow. You can catch Joe this weekend over at the FanDuel Sportsbook over on Zumo TV. But it is the opening drive, so let's get right to it on first down. The news came down yesterday, and to my delight, no Dwayne Haskins for the Washington Redskins this week. Jay Gruden, the favorite to be fired as the first coach in the NFL, puts his foot down and says Case Keenum will lead us going forward. So, being that, Joe, I'm never a believer of what the coaches say, Keenum's at least going to start this game against the Giants. Will he finish the game against the Giants?
He will, and he's going to play next week against the Patriots after that. Then on 10-13, when you have the Dolphins game on the road, that's when Haskins is going to start. This is a lock. This is an absolute lock that Haskins will... It's a lock. Lock it. Write it down. 10-13.
There it is.
10-13. Dwayne Haskins day. Okay? It's going to happen because, first of all, it's a division opponent game this week against the Giants. So I'm not sure if Haskins at this point gives you the best chance to win. I know that sounds crazy, but I don't know that yet, and I don't know if Gruden knows that. So you take this shot. If you win the division game and you start off 1-3, hey, at least you won that game in the division. That's very important because you already lost to the Eagles. Once your season is done, if you lose to the Giants and officially done, you're going to lose to the Patriots too. Yeah. You're not going to throw this kid to a defense of the Patriots who haven't given up a touchdown. This is the freaking AFC Championship game. They haven't given up a touchdown since then, Craig.
Right. Yeah, they can't go to Haskins this week and then...
Or next week.
And then have to have him... Yeah, that's true, too.
No.
Yeah, look, they could. They certainly could do it. I would never rule anything out. I'm never 100% guy in sports because that's just not the way sports works. But you make a really good point. I mean, it would be very foolish to throw this kid to the dogs next week against the Patriots.
You throw him to the Dolphins, not the dogs.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Sports doesn't always make a lot of sense, and we don't know that this is going to happen, but it certainly does sound like a very plausible scenario, which means I have 3 weeks to figure out.
No, you have this week to get him for free. Pick up Haskins for free now.
I didn't do it last night. I did not do it.
Can you do it after the fact?
I don't want him. I don't think I want him.
Who's the last man on the bench for you?
The last man on the bench? Antonio Brown, I think.
Oh, you got to drop Antonio Brown right now for him. You got to do it now. Have it now for $1.
I don't think Haskins is going to be good, man.
For nothing. I don't think he's going to be good either. You just need to fill the position. Like, he can run a little bit.
I'd rather have Rosen versus the Redskins than Haskins at Miami.
But it's two. Don't you have to play the two quarterbacks?
Yes, right, but I got my guy Kyle Allen.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you said that, Kyle Allen.
I got my diamond in the rough. I'm going to win a league with Kyle Allen and Case Keenum.
This is the story.
I'm telling you right now, if I win this league, I will never. I'm telling you, mark it down. Save this. I will never play outside of the home league that I've been in for 25 years. If I win this league this year, I will never play in another new fantasy league. I will never join another one. This will disprove any kind of expert analysis in fantasy football. If Craig Mish wins a guillotine league, a super flex league with Kyle Bleeping Allen and Case Keenum,
why does it debunk everything that people work for?
It shows you how lucky it is. Yeah, I mean, is there any skill?
You made a choice to go all in on skill players, and you decided I'm going to punt on the quarterbacks, and I'm going to stream, and you're getting lucky on the stream.
I got Eli Manning, okay?
I didn't take Daniel Jones! And Luck, I lost Luck, so I drafted, my first free agent pickup I had was Daniel Jones and Eli Manning. I picked them up together for $2 each, just waiting for one of them to eventually die. And then there you go. And now I got Daniel Jones as the second. What I'm saying is there's a strategy to it. There's a knowledge to it. I don't want to debunk the entire myth.
I'm debunking the entire industry if I win this league.
All right. Second down.
The black book is the only thing left after that. Okay. So the black book can be saved. I'm writing a whole chapter next year on Case Keenum.
I want you to write a chapter for the baseball this year. That's what I want.
Here's how you win a fantasy league. Baseball did not have a good year either. Second down, minor trade in fantasy last night. Nick Vinette goes to Pittsburgh. So obviously Vance McDonald is in big trouble. And that was one of the moves I did make last night. I'll tell you about that in the waiver wire. But I'm a Vance McDonald owner pretty heavily. And I'm gonna probably cut him in some league show. I think without Roethlisberger, I think that's it.
Yeah, he's like Jordan Reed light. I mean, I don't know. He's always hurt. I don't know what to say to people. Yeah.
All right, third down in baseball last night. The Washington Nationals, they make the postseason, Joe, without Bryce Harper, and they knock Bryce Harper out, which is obviously incredible. And then also the Indians get Jose Ramirez back after surgery less than a month, it looks like, and then he hits two home runs, including a grand slam in his first game back for Cleveland. So the story, obviously people are making more out of it that the Phillies are out of it than Washington is in it, and that Washington got in without Harper. But truth be told, that pitching for Washington they stayed healthy all year and they were very formidable. And that's why they got in.
Yeah. And I think unsung in that rotation was how quietly good Anibal Sanchez was during the summer, because he had a run. Maybe it wasn't the greatest fantasy run, but he had a run of being a very solid quality start kind of pitcher. Wasn't lighting up the radar gun, wasn't lighting up the strikeouts or anything like that. But we talked about him a ton in the DFS show about who's a good return on investment for a W and a quality start, a secondary pitcher on DraftKings. And Anibal Sanchez was that guy for a run there in, I would say, like end of July through August. And that really helped, especially when they did kind of lose Scherzer. So they did have a little bit of an injury there. And look, this is not surprising to me because it's not a knock on Harper. Harper's a terrific talent, but it's not surprising. That team is a very talented team. And basically, they replaced the productivity of Harper with Juan Soto, who is a fantastically gifted player. And I think they got a little bit more athletic at the bottom of the lineup too. When you have a guy like Victor Robles playing every day and the things he's capable of, popping some big home runs and stealing bases. So they're a very athletic team with Turner at the top and Robles at the bottom of that order. Rendon's had a terrific season. Very underrated player. Anthony Rendon's one of my favorite
free agent too.
Yeah. Yep. Ding, ding. And look, pitching's very good. And maybe this will be their year. We'll find out. It's the Phillies, I think, had a very good year. I think they finished exactly where they should have, considering how their pitching's been. And you can have all the talent in the world, if you can't pitch in baseball, it's going to be a problem. Good, by the way, Jose Ramirez hitting a dinger, too, because that was a guy who was just left for dead first 2 months of the season, and then he started to get hot, and then it has the injury, and you, God, can't catch a break with this guy. So it was a hamate bone, if I correct.
Yes, that's
right?
Correct. Yeah.
And that's always a dangerous, tricky injury from a power standpoint, too.
Yeah, two home runs last night, a grand slam and a solo shot. For Philadelphia, real quick on them, obviously with Real Muto on the team, I'm pulling for them a little bit, too. And he had a great year. Harper had a great year, too. Let's not lose sight of, Philadelphia is going to fall a few wins short. And every team has injuries. But the Phillies, outside of signing Harper, their two other big signings, Joe, were Andrew McCutchen, who didn't play at all.
Right.
David Robertson, who didn't throw a pitch.
Nope.
Pat Neshek, who didn't throw a pitch. Sir Anthony Dominguez, who missed 3 months. Tommy Hunter, who didn't throw a pitch. Like, they went through a ton. And Arrieta, who was a disaster until July, and then they shut him down for the season. So if I am Philadelphia, I am not stopping. Like, I will go overboard next year again to try and make this happen, because I think they are close. But
well,
you're right.
They signed a guy like a Zach Wheeler away from the Mets.
They need a pitcher. Yeah, they need a pitcher. They cannot go into next year.
No, you're right.
Fourth down, Demi Moore, who we all grew up watching movies from in the 80s and the 90s, and was in some really good movies, too, and then kind of disappeared, Joe, for a while. And now we're coming to find out of a lot of different issues that she had, including some addictions. And she has a new book, so of course a lot of things are coming out. And then actor John Cryer, apparently, there was a story inside the book that he lost his virginity to her. And I thought it was very funny. I don't know if you saw this last night, that he came out and said that it was awkward and it was embarrassing, but to let Demi know she was not his first. I thought that was a really funny tweet.
It was hilarious. Well, his exact quote is hysterical, because he says, because while I'm sure she was totally justified making that assumption based on my skill level and the stunned look on my face at the time, I had actually lost my virginity in high school. Now, if I was John Cryer and Demi Moore was sleeping with me, I would have a stunned look on my face as well. But Demi Moore also, too, I think one of those actors in Hollywood who I think is aged quite well, considering addiction and having to be married to Bruce Willis. I think overall, you got to say
Ashton Kutcher too, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. The cougar face with the Ashton Kutcher. So, good for her that she's, out there writing books and telling her story. Maybe it'll help somebody, but good for John Cryer. How about that?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Hollywood,
funny,
man.
Women do love funny. See that, Craig?
There you go. There's hope for all of us. All right. We'll take a quick time out. Waiver Wire Wednesday is next on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Lose weight now. Go to Fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at Fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to Fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to Fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to Fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's Fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Waiver Wire Wednesday.
Become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament. NFL setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer, or join the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars each week playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you are not playing with DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL annual pass with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. And here's a promo code for you. ACTION, A-C-T-I-O-N. You get a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION, A-C-T-I-O-N, 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. And it is time for Waiver Wire Wednesday here on the show. Now, before we get into the waiver wire for what everyone should do, let me tell you a little briefly here about this guillotine league that we've been talking about that I did survive. So three teams have been knocked out, and I am still in, Joe. Now, $1,000 budget, and I'll just run down real quick the numbers, and you tell me if there was any astute pickups that you feel like
were $1,000 budget, and we're into week four of a guillotine league. Okay.
We're into week four. Now, Craig Mish, again, has no money. So
is Craig Mish also speaking of himself in the third person? Yeah, I love that.
We got no money.
I love me some me.
Okay. So we picked up Jordan Akins, the tight end on Houston, and we caught Vance McDonald. So just to give you a quick idea, the other tight ends that were out there, Jason Witten went for money. We have no money. Tyler Croft went for money. We have no money. O.J. Howard was on the team that was cut. Went for money. We have no money. So I'm basically a bottom barrel tight end shopper.
When you say no money, you mean $0?
We have like $15 left. We got to keep something. You know,
okay. I wouldn't burn it
in case
tight
a quarterback goes down or something. Got to have it. So,
how would you ever replace Case Keenum and John?
I mean, listen, Keenum's MVP of the league right now. So Jalen Samuels was cut. Barkley went for $345, even though he's going to miss a lot of time.
I disagree with that amount of spend on 8 week injury.
Yeah, I don't get it.
In this format, I think it's a terrible idea to spend that much.
Okay. Kenny Golladay, this is the second time that he has been on a team that's been knocked out, and the second time he went for $250.
That's fair.
Robert Woods, $250.
Also fair. I think they're right neck and neck.
Tyreek Hill, $182.
That's a good bargain. I think that's a real good bargain because you're getting it back in, 2 weeks now, right?
Maybe.
He's got to scoot by.
Chris Thompson, $145.
Way too much.
OJ Howard, $126. That was shocking. I would have bid like $20, but somebody
that went. You know what that is? That's somebody who didn't look at the other players, other teams remaining, and how much.
Absolutely.
They,
yeah. No, I mean, way too much on that.
Well, you look at it and you should say, okay, what are the other teams? What do they have at tight end? And how much? What am I competing against?
Yeah,
I mean, the eight teams left or 10 teams, whatever it is now at this point. So that's weird.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not the Vickery where you get bumped down to the lowest. Whatever you bid, you win. Like
that's I don't like it now.
Paul Richardson, 97.
Don't love it, but
I don't know why that. You could have got him for $20. DeMarcus Robinson, 79. I said that already.
Way too much. No, you didn't. Way too
John
much.
John Ross was cut from Ziggler's
was
team.
Was the guy who bid on Robinson the same guy who got Hill? In which case, that makes more sense, that number.
No.
Okay, then bad job.
Luke Falk cut, Bridgewater added for 75. That seems like a good move.
Yeah, that's fine.
Gotta
that's
have
fine. In this format, that's fine.
Mariota was on the team that lost too. So
shocker.
Kiki Kuti's out. Mariota, $32. Daryl Williams, $25. Mason Rudolph, $11. I wouldn't want him for a dollar. And Tyler Croft, Witten, and then me at the bottom, $0.
You know, once again, it's those numbers in the middle that kill you. And I don't know. I don't love that Saquon Barkley price. It's a tough one. And there's no trading
in a guillotine league where you're waiting 5 weeks for nothing. Like you can get knocked out.
That's tough, especially when next week there could be a lot of guys that come off the board that you didn't expect that could be fantastic. Exactly. Could be equally good as Barkley and play next week. That makes zero sense to me whatsoever.
That was a high one. Okay. So in terms of standard leagues, people who are playing in normal leagues this week, let's go through the waiver wire. I'll give you my top five. You can tell me and weigh in on some players. Gallman, I think, across the board to me. Maybe you feel Daniel Jones is number one pickup. It certainly depends on what you have. But Gallman to me, 20 touches minimum each game. That's an RB2 flex. Got to have him in every fantasy league, and I'm not going to get him anywhere. Daniel Jones, quarterback for the Giants, like him. Jackson, the running back on the Chargers. You know, I saw in some different articles that I was reading about him being a hot pickup, and I'm like, why? Like, I have him, and then I forget. Man, whoever runs against the Dolphins, if Pollard got 100 last week, Jackson has to be in play this week. So
there's a lot of that going around. Just because why would you run into the ground in the second half?
Fair, it's man. Fair. It is fair. I didn't think about that. Akins, the tight end on Houston. I feel like maybe I have him a little bit higher than some, but it is a tight end that's catching balls, you know? So and you know, most 12-team leagues, someone is starting McDonald. So Akins is somebody that at least I have on the radar here. And then you mentioned Cole Beasley yesterday for Buffalo. And then I went back and looked and I was like, wow, yeah, pretty solid there PPR wise. Others I have Deontay Johnson on Pittsburgh, Kyle Allen, of course, in most leagues now that he's going to play a lot. And then I got a pile on here with the Chargers defense. If they're for some reason still sitting out there on the waiver wire, I think regardless of being on the road, you gotta get on. So do you have any other names here or are these more or less?
I do. I want to address the Gallman thing too, because that's gonna be the hot topic this week. Gallman's numbers were not very impressive, but when he had that role a couple years ago. But I want to just remind everybody, I know I mentioned it yesterday, but remind everybody today that Giants offensive line has improved. It's not great, but it's improved. And I just want to throw that out there. So my expectation is not that he's gonna be a world beater, but is he gonna guy that's gonna get most of the carries? Yeah, and I know they're bringing in some other talent. We'll get to that later in the show. But, yeah, I think this is a good list. Beasley was a guy that, you know, if you picked him up last week on the cheap and you threw him in there, he had a pretty good week in full PPR, another double-digit week. And that's what he is. He is not a high-ceiling player, but he's a very high-floor player, I think, in this offense going forward. And I think against the Patriots, he's going to be very active as well. I think that's the one spot where you want to get the ball out quick against the Pats right now, and if you're going to succeed, and I think he kind of falls into that. Deontay Johnson's another one, certainly, I have my eye on. But if you're going to go a little bit deeper to some of the other guys, too, Will Disley is owned in 40% of leagues if you're looking for a tight end that's not named Akins. Because I just don't know if Akins is a one-off. It reeks of one-off to me.
Could be.
Absolutely. Now, if in your situation, obviously, it's the right thing to do because of where you're at with McDonald. But Disley, to me, is another guy you could pivot off that. I think Philip Dorsett is another guy, too, owned in just 25% of leagues, that if you're in deeper formats, you pick up there and you roll with him. Because I think there's going to be a lot of heavy action on Josh Gordon in this game. That means Dorsett's going to be open. You're going to double team Gordon all day long. That means Dorsett's the other guy who's probably going to be available. It also might be a good time to pick up Golden Tate now on the cheap.
Boy, you and Golden Tate. I don't know what your infatuation is with this guy.
My infatuation is last year he got dealt to a team where he did not fit the scheme. And I don't think he's done yet. And you go back and look statistically, he's a very consistent wide receiver. He's a guy catching 90 balls every year in Detroit, which is not exactly a prolific offense. So let's be honest, it's not a prolific offense in Detroit. And he's got Daniel Jones throwing him the ball now. And I think that's going to be better than Eli Manning throwing him the ball. And he cost you $0. Zero. Ronald Jones also owned just 35% of leagues. That's another dude that I would throw out there too, just as a pickup. And I can't believe DJ Shark is still just 42% of leagues. Like that's crazy to me that that's not higher at this point after he basically scores a touchdown every week. So those are the other names that I would throw onto that pile. I don't know how you feel about them, but
yeah,
that's
some of them. I mean, Chark especially, I mean, for sure.
That's a shocking number, isn't it? 42% of leagues for Chark.
Do you think that by the time Friday comes, the Giants have somebody there? I have a sneaky suspicion. I know CJ Anderson's in camp somewhere. I read this yesterday.
CJ Anderson's in camp in Houston. In Houston. If I'm CJ Anderson, I go to the Giants.
The other name that's floating out there is Jay Ajayi.
No, that's just because people like to float names. Who they've got coming out there is Fozzie Whitaker and Zach Zenner right now. Those are the two names that are out
there. I'm surprised that they haven't at least brought in some viable. Who is Gallman's backup? Is there a name there?
That's why Zach Zenner, Fuzzy Whitaker are there. I don't know who the third guy is off the top of my head. I'd have to go check the depth chart. But I think these guys that they're bringing in aren't guys that are going to challenge Gallman. They're just guys they're trying to bring in for some depth. So that's why Gallman's okay. Now, if CJ Anderson was that guy they were bringing in, that's a different story. And I'm shocked that his agent hasn't set that up yet, because that to me is a perfect fit.
Yeah, Elijah Penny is the third option there. He's done
Elijah Penny.
Yeah, he hasn't been anywhere. Let's see. The most he did was with the Cardinals in 2017. Wow, 2 years ago. 31 carries, 124 yards, 2 touchdowns. I may, in a deeper league, I may just take this guy and put him on the bench just to see if Gallman doesn't work out.
It's possible. You could. I'll tell you what. I think that's the kind of move you do as your backup move in free agency.
If you have Barkley, and maybe get
Barkley. Yeah, you bid on Gallman, and if you don't get Gallman, you throw a buck on Elijah
Penny.
Why not?
I mean, you have nothing.
No, it's absolutely the thing to do, because you don't know what happens to Gallman in this game. And if Gallman goes down, well, heck, next man up, you already own for nothing. That's the whole thing about having that last spot. Be able to churn that last spot on your bench is very important, I think, you know, especially in the deeper leagues. Be aware, be ahead of the curve. You know, pick up Cole Beasley before he's, you know, proven to everybody that he could be a good floor player again on a different team. It's things like that. It's trying to be ahead. And it's better to be ahead and wrong on the cheap than to be reactive instead and end up costing yourself more fab. And then when good players end up there that you could really help you, you don't have the money to buy them. That's a problem.
Yeah. One of the disappointing players, I'll tell you, that I have that I thought was in line for a break. I know some of it has to do with the quarterback, but Joe, Anthony Miller in college was to me the best receiver that I saw play. I can't believe that they have not found a way to make him more a focal point of that offense with the Bears. And I know it is the Bears and their offense is bad, but I've got him in this dynasty league and I fully expected by this year him being the number one guy. He hasn't even come close, man. Very disappointing for me. That's one of those players that I was kind of counting on, and I'm not really getting any production out of the flex. So disappointment for me for sure.
Well, look, I mean, we've all got disappointing players. God knows I've got a bunch of them too. And I think this is the trying time. This is kind of where slow start is a couple games. And then after that, you go, okay, I'm just wrong. You know, it's one thing to stay with players. And look, I thought, you know, I had a lot of shares of Deshaun Hamilton because I thought that, okay, let's see what happens. How good will Emmanuel Sanders be when he bounces back? Let's see what's going on with his injury and all these things. And after those first two games, as much as I like the talent of Deshaun Hamilton, I cut him everywhere. And he just got to just.
Yeah, I haven't even heard his name, man. I haven't even heard. But they're not throwing. That's even on him. They're just not throwing.
It's not on him. And that's the frustrating part. But that's the part you can't get hung up on. You can't get hung up on that guy's a really good talent. He should. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what the ranking is. Doesn't matter what he should. Doesn't matter about the talent. It's about usage and productivity. Yeah. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is fantasy. It's a game, and making excuses when a guy doesn't do anything, because it's nice to say, but the reality is that you lose. There's nothing else to add to it. All right, coming up next, more discussion as the season rolls on. Wide open race for rookie of the year in the NFL. We'll have the odds next.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Full-time fantasy.
Cam Newton, I say cut him. 4 to 8 weeks with a Lisfranc injury. Cut Cam now. That's what I say.
It's a possible Lisfranc injury. He could need surgery at some point. We don't know when he's going to be back, so we knew something was wrong. Here's the thing, too. I don't believe anything the Panthers say. I know I told you about all or nothing last year. They knew Cam Newton's shoulder was bothering him almost the whole year. They didn't say anything.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, along with Joe Pisapia, here with you on the show, as we always are, as we close in on week 4 of the NFL, also college football, and thank goodness, a lot of college football. One game tomorrow, a bunch of games on Friday. This is what I really need to get through the week, is more college football. And by the way, for those of you who are listening to the show, John Lobb will be on tomorrow to talk about how everything is affected, especially with the Houston Cougars in fantasy, having a couple of their main guys out. In addition, you can listen to our show on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just by downloading our app, the FNTSY app. It is free 24/7 usage. Also, you can hear us over on the Stitcher app, which plays some of the best podcasts in the country. Live, you can listen to us on iHeartRadio, on TuneIn Radio. There are so many different ways that you can access this show, and I know I'm starting to get a lot more questions on social media about fantasy football, which means you guys are listening. So thank you very much for sure for that. And of course, Joe answers his questions as well at Joe Pisapia 17 at Craig Mish. And you can catch Joe on the weekends over on Zumo TV, where he hosts with Mike Blewett and a cast of great characters that we have here at Sports Grid. Okay, the rookie of the year in the NFL, Joe, I feel like this is still wide open. I know who the favorites are. And I see it and I'm looking at it, but there is one name that's staring me right in the face here that I feel like has tremendous odds to win Rookie of the Year. And there is tremendous value to take a shot with this. But before we get into that, let me run down some of what the odds are on the FanDuel Sportsbook. So these are right now, if you are legally betting in West Virginia or Mississippi or New Jersey, where, you know, wherever you can down. Now, you can download, by the way, the app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I can access it also. It's just I can't bet because I live in Florida, but I can view all of the odds. So I thought this would be a pretty good exercise for this week. Now, Kyler Murray is plus 220, Joe. So he is 2-1 odds to win the Rookie of the Year, as he should be right now. Daniel Jones, a little bit worse odds, plus 240. So you're getting actually better odds. So it'd be risking $100. To win $240, double your money. Great there. Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown on Baltimore, got off to that great start. Who knows if that will continue, but a lot of his gobbling up was against the Dolphins. He's 7-1. David Montgomery, there's still a lot of season left for him, certainly, if eventually he picks it up. 7-1, a little bit higher, 7.5-1. Gardner Minshew of the Jacksonville Jaguars, the darling of the NFL right now, he is 10-1. Josh Jacobs on the Raiders. This is one I do not like. I'd throw it away, but he is 12-1. Sanders on Philly is 17-1. A lot of season left for him, too. Certainly eventually could pick it up, but he is 17-1. Haskins, who hasn't played a game yet, is 20-1. I don't like that at all. And Mecole Hardman is 23-1, but we all know Tyreek Hill eventually is going to come back. And I mean, Mahomes can feed all the mouths, but I don't know how he can continue to feed Hardman like this. Maybe he will all season long, and maybe this is great value, 23-1. Okay, Joe, so you look at these. What stands out at you amongst these odds?
Well, look, right off the bat, it's a quarterback league, so clearly the top two are favorites for a reason. And that's because the attention they're going to get, and that's because the media attention they're going to get is quarterbacks. And it's only one game for Daniel Jones, so I don't, and it was against the Bucks. So I don't know how much I really want to, you know, go crazy over the one game yet. It was very encouraging, I'll give you that. If I had to choose, I'd rather put my money on Jones than Murray, just because also I think the New York media market will push Daniel Jones' narrative better than Arizona will. And I know that sounds like a weird, stupid thing, but I think it's true. I just think the media juggernaut of New York, if Daniel Jones has, let's say, equal success to Murray, that he will get more votes than Murray just because it's New York. The guy that, you know, if it's not going to the top, I actually think there's something about going down to the bottom, because I think Mecole Hardman can still continue to be productive. And if you want to throw some money on that, it would not shock me that when Tyreek Hill comes back, that somehow Mecole Hardman still finds a way, because I think this is one of those guys that's explosive, game-changing kind of player, much like Tyreek Hill a couple years ago. And I still say that's a stupid signing, but whatever, that's a story for another time. I'd love to say Josh Jacobs, but I'm looking at the schedule ahead of him, and it's not good. He's got to play the Colts this week. Then he's got to play the Bears, the Texans. The Packers have played very well. The Lions have been tougher on defense. So it's just really tough matchups for him. I would love to say Montgomery, but I don't want to get you throwing things at me. So I'm going to stick with the quarterbacks here. I'm going to go all the way down to the bottom with Hardman.
I'm very surprised we don't see this the same way. I am very surprised.
Who's the guy that you see?
Minshew, man.
Oh, but he's also got an expiration date. But Murray and Jones
on don't. What? What do you, I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Well, Nick Foles comes back eventually.
This year?
That's what they say.
Oh, come on. No way, man. This guy keeps playing like this. There's no chance that guy plays. None.
Did you see how much you're playing Nick Foles?
Oh, I don't care at all. If you're telling me that if Gardner Minshew wins like five or six games in a row, Nick Foles can pack it in, man. And I'll tell you the other thing, too. This is not baseball where the advanced metrics are driving the bus. This is like a popularity contest, right? Am I wrong
you're
about
right.
that?
Well,
this
that's my Daniel Heisman, Jones, right? That's my Daniel Jones comment.
Because right. But and again, look, you're picking the favorite. It's easy to do. My point is if this Minshew continues this popularity with the headbands and the mustache and the winning, I'm looking at value only here. I'm not looking at the fate. I'm looking at the value. And you're telling me that if Jacksonville goes on the run and wins, I don't know, let's say maximum 10 games, right? Like, there's no way Jacksonville wins 11, I don't think. But if this guy continues to throw for 200 yards and two touchdowns and they keep winning, I think this guy's going to win Rookie of the Year because he's going to be one of the most popular players by the end of the year in the NFL.
It would be great.
I don't get it why he's 10-1. I don't understand it. I think he should be among the favorites.
It would be awesome. I would love that. I think it'd be fun for the NFL. But you're talking now about a guy who had zero hype coming into the league. And I know he's getting a ton of buzz on the internet, but a ton of buzz on the internet is not the same thing necessarily in the circles of the media that drives the narrative of the New York quarterback or Kyler Murray is the next big thing and all that stuff. Minshew is the Cinderella guy. I would love to see it. I'm with you, dude.
I don't think Murray should be the favorite because they're going to win four games maximum. Okay. At the end of the year, Arizona's 4-12, 5-11. And Murray, by the way, who's going to have a great fantasy year in reality, I'm going to give you his numbers at the end of the year. Close to 4,000 yards, close to 30 touchdowns, close to 20 picks. That guy's not winning Rookie of the Year. Daniel Jones is a great option. I'm not going to say that he's not. But I will say this. I want to see him play now without Barkley back there. I got to see that now. Now, if Barkley is there, I think this is open and shut case. If I'm going to make a bet, I'm going to bet Daniel Jones. But without Barkley, I think the door is open. And I think that strictly on popularity alone, Joe, if Jacksonville wins, I really don't particularly care about what the numbers are going to be because it is the NFL. If it was baseball, it'd be different. I'd be like, look, you just got to look at the guy who puts up the best stats at the end of the year. I could see a huge push for Minshew, man. Like, and again, is he the best bet on the board? Probably not. I would probably say Jones is the best bet on the board. But if I'm getting value at 10-1 and you're saying, where would you throw $100 on or 50? I would put it on Minshew. That's the way I would go. And look, he may lose this week. He throws four picks. You're done. It's over at that point. And by the way, it's very possible because again, we've talked about this previously. I saw this kid play for 3 years in college. Never thought he was going to be anything. It was all a popularity story. Same deal like it was now in the NFL. The fans just loved him. But if he's actually performing and the team is winning, and by the way, Indianapolis, you're probably right. They're going to be better than what people thought, but not insurmountable. Tennessee, not insurmountable. You know,
They're paying Nick Foles $88 million over the next 3 years.
I get it, but what happens if they go 5-0? You're telling me they're going to put Foles back in? No chance. This is the same thing with Foles and Wentz. What's the difference?
I would say poor Nick Foles, but I don't think poor is the word. Because he just got paid a lot of money.
Did they put Carson Wentz back in when he was healthy, or did they let Foles play?
Yes, but very old. That's a whole different scenario, though, because that's a scenario of they drafted the young up-and-coming quarterback. Foles came in as the backup and went to do that. Totally different scenario. Your investment was in Wentz, but now their investment is in Foles. $88 million is a lot for a guy to sit on the bench. He would have to turn around and become like Tom Brady-esque in order for this to work.
What is the difference here between Cam Newton and Tom Brady? Kyle Allen? What's the difference with Kyle Allen? You're on the Kyle Allen train. You've said it.
I'm on the Kyle Allen train because I think because Ron Rivera. Because Ron Rivera right now is in a place where...
What do you mean? Doug Marone's not in the same place?
He is, but I think the organization is... I think there's more pressure. You know what? Maybe so. Maybe it is that's... I hope so, because I like Minshew. He's fun to watch.
It's unrealistic to think, but 10-1 is also unrealistic, Joe. That's why we gamble. You know, this is a big... This is the horse.
Right. From a gambling standpoint, I 100% agree with you. I think that's where
I just think the value is here. I think there are better players. I think this is a long shot. And I think that there's a good chance he's going to get whacked
How many games do you think that the Giants and Cardinals can possibly win this year? Do you think they win 6 games?
The Cardinals, no.
Do you think the Giants win six games? That defense is terrible.
The kid looked really good, but without Barkley, that's a massive, massive blow. That's a massive blow. I think the kid is going to come back down to earth without having Barkley there. I don't know. Maybe this week is going to determine a lot, even though it's a bad team. I think that this is a key point, because remember that kid, by the way, that kid kicks the field goal last week. Like, what are Daniel Jones's odds with Rookie of the Year? Like, on a losing team, like Giants go 0-6, but oh yeah, Jones played great. He's not winning.
Well, that's the other point I'm making, is that the Cardinals and Giants, I think, have the same amount of win upside. We're looking at 5 wins or something like that, probably. I think that's a reasonable number, especially under the circumstances of their schedule and the way the defense of the Giants without Barkley, and also the problems of the defense that Arizona has. So if we're talking about both teams, you know, Rookie of the Year, 5 wins, okay, whatever. That kind of knocks them down.
It's hard to give it that.
Who's Minshew got the next couple of weeks? We got to take out that schedule, the Jaguars schedule.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter, because
they got the Broncos on the road, then the Panthers. Oh my God, are you going to be okay that week? Kyle Allen and Minshew in the same game? Are you going to be okay?
So what happens? Would your thinking change? Okay, but I'll put it to you this way: if I don't think Jacksonville goes to Denver and wins, but let's say they do. Let's say Minshew throws for a .180.
They split these games between the Panthers.
No. A split is not good enough for him to win this. He's not going to win Rookie of the Year splitting it. Let's say he wins both, Joe. Let's say he wins both. Gardner Minshew and the Jaguars. They go to Denver, they win. They go to Carolina, they win. What are the odds of Minshew winning Rookie of the Year in 2 weeks if they win both those games? I don't even care what his numbers are. What are the odds? 7-1 at that point, 6-1. They got to go down.
They definitely.
Right. So the value to me is on him. That's the only reason why. And by the way, I don't think they're going to win the next 2 games. But if they do, and this is where you're thinking ahead, you take your shot now. I mean, this is the best. This is probably the last.
Well, after those 2 games, they got the Saints at home, then the Bengals on the road, then the Jets at home, and then the Texans at home. So there's some winnable games there.
I'm all in on Minshew mania.
Minshew, I think, only has to get the 7 or 8 wins. There's a better chance of Minshew getting 8 wins than Jones or Kyler Murray, no matter what, before Foles comes back. But Foles will be back, and that'll be the question.
Listen, if they win, I don't think he's going to play. I just don't think he will.
It's going to be fascinating to watch.
But if they lose, no, he's right back. That's absolutely right back. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. The best of the hour is coming up, and then we got hour 2. Fantasy Sports Today continues. Don't go away.
The Window. expect Kyle Allen to be the guy going forward in Carolina. And that might be a bad thing, guys. He has the talent, too. Christian McCaffrey, Greg Olsen, still can get it done at tight end. Curtis Samuel, guy has all the talent in the world. He's a blazer. He runs like a 4.34. He can be a great weapon on the outside. So the talent is there. It's up to Kyle Allen now, and not Cam Newton, who's out with an injury, to make it happen there in Carolina.
Watch live weekdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on Sumo TV, channel 719.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed.
Right off the bat, it's a quarterback league, so clearly the top two are favorites for a reason. And that's because the attention they're going to get, and that's because the media attention they're going to get is quarterbacks. And it's only one game for Daniel Jones, so I don't, and it was against the Bucs. So I don't know how much I really want to, you know, go crazy over the one game yet. It was very encouraging, I'll give you that. If I had to choose, I'd rather put my money on Jones than Murray, just because also I think the New York media market will push Daniel Jones' narrative better than Arizona will. And I know that sounds like a weird, stupid thing, but I think it's true. I just think the media juggernaut of New York, if Daniel Jones has, let's say, equal success to Murray, that he will get more votes than Murray just because it's New York. The guy that, you know, if it's not going to the top, I actually think there's something about going down to the bottom, because I think Mecole Hardman can still continue to be productive. And if you want to throw some money on that, it would not shock me that when Tyreek Hill comes back, that somehow Mecole Hardman still finds a way, because I think this is one of those guys that's explosive, game-changing kind of player, much like Tyreek Hill a couple years ago. And I still say that's a stupid signing, but whatever, that's a story for another time. I'd love to say Josh Jacobs, but I'm looking at the schedule ahead of him. and it's not good. He's got to play the Colts this week. Then he's got to play the Bears, the Texans, the Packers have played very well. The Lions have been tougher on defense. So it's just really tough matchups for him. I would love to say Montgomery, but I don't want to get you throwing things at me. So I'm going to stick with the quarterbacks here. I'm going to go all the way down to the bottom with Hardman.
I'm very surprised we don't see this the same way. I am very surprised.
Who's the guy that you see?
Minshew, man.